继续和弟兄姊妹来交通关于新生活的事。
This morning, I want to continue in the fellowship of the newness or characteristics of life.
我们都知道神已经赐给我们一个新生命。
We know that God has already given us a new life.
所以我们基督徒呢，应该过的是一个新的生活。
So Christians ought to live a new life.
但是我们要问说啊
But we need to ask,
我们怎么知道我们自己所过的生活是新的生活呢
How do we know if the lives that we are living is a new life?
圣经告诉我们这个新的生活有它许多的特征的
The Bible tells us that this new life has many characteristics.
如果你今天在生活中能显出这许多的特征
If in your life you are able to manifest these characteristics,
就证明你是活在这个新的生命里面。
Then it shows that you are living in this new life.
我想开头的时候还是和弟兄姊妹一同读一点主的话。
So at the beginning, I'd like to read together with brothers and sisters some of God's word.
我们看以弗所书。
We will look at Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我们上次已经读过了啊。
We read it last time.
但今天我们还要再把它读一遍。
But we would like to read it again.
我们从十七节读到二十四节。
Verse 17 through 24.
所以我说，且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再像外邦人，存虚妄的心行事，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了。都因自己无知心里刚硬良心既然丧尽就放纵私欲贪行种种的污秽
So this I say and affirm together with the Lord that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind being darkened in their understanding excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them because of the hardness of their heartAnd they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness.
第二十节，你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏的。又要将你们的心智改换一新并且穿上新人这新人是照着神的形象造的有真理的仁义和圣洁
Starting from verse 20 But you did not learn Christ in this way if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him just as truth is in Jesus that in reference to your former manner of life you lay aside the old self which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
我们再看一处哥罗西书第三章。
We will then turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章第四节。
Colossians 3 verse 4.
基督是我们的生命。他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显在荣耀里。
When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
这里说，基督是我们的生命。
Here it says, Christ is our life.
在以弗所书里面
，In Ephesians,
使徒保罗劝勉我们
，The Apostle Paul tells us.
不要再像外邦人。
To not be like Gentiles.
什么叫做外邦人呢
？What are Gentiles?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
就是那些没有神生命的人。
These are people who do not have God's life.
在我们信主之前
，before we believed in God，
我们也都是外邦人。
We were all Gentiles.
我们里面没有神的生命。
We did not have God's life.
所以我们的生活是完全是按照一个旧的生活。
So our lives were being lived out in the old life.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
保罗告诉我们说。
Paul tells us
我们曾经是外邦人
that we originally were Gentiles,
但现在已经不是外邦人
but now no longer.
但是呢虽然我们拥有了这个生命
However, now that we have this life,
我们还很可能活得像外邦人
it is still possible to live like a Gentile.
什么时候你忽略这个生命
Anytime you neglect this life,
你偏离这个生命
you leave this life,
你的生活人就会活出来像完全像外邦人一样
you will live just like a Gentile.
那他告诉我们外邦人的样子是什么样子呢
？And it tells us what is a Gentile.
首先，我们看见他们的心思意念是一个黑暗的心思。
We see that they have futility of mind.
他们里面无知。
They are ignorant.
并且很刚硬。
And they have a hard heart.
然后呢，良心呢，完全的丧尽。
Their conscience is entirely callous.
然后就放纵私欲。
And they live in all sensuality.
行各式各样不同的污秽。
They practice all kinds of impurity.
所以你会看见在基督徒当中。
And so you will see among Christians.
为什么有神的很多神的儿女们。
Why is it that many
在得救了之后
after they are saved,
他的生活里面就充满着许许多多的私欲许多的污秽呢
their lives are so full of darkness and impurity.
那个说明一件事情
it speaks of one thing,
就是他偏离了主所给他的生命
that he has neglected the life that God has given.
因为他的心思意念都是充满着地上的事物
because all of his thinking is filled with the things of this world.
所以弟兄姊妹们
and so brothers and sisters,
什么时候我们偏离了主给我们的生命
Anytime you neglect the life that God has given you,
我们的生活定规就是像外邦人一样
Our lives will indeed be just like a Gentile.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们
And so here Paul is telling us,
你一个基督徒蒙恩得救之后
After a Christian is saved,
你的生活跟外邦人应该是有分别的
Your life must be different from that of a Gentile.
你不应该再像这个外邦人
You should not be just like a Gentile.
今天
And so today,
我们拥有了主的生命
Now that we have God's life,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and
我们应当活出来像基督一样
We need to live out just like Christ.
所以他说你们学了基督的却不是这样
He says that you did not learn Christ in this way.
我们怎么样学基督呢
How do we learn Christ?
保罗在哥罗西书里面告诉我们
Paul in Colossians tells us,
基督是我们的生命
that Christ is our life.
这句话有很多的意义在里面。
There's a lot of meanings in this word.
一方面讲，基督就是这个生命的一个形象。
On one hand, that Christ is the very image of this life.
他是这个生命的一个模型。
He is the model of this life.
我们蒙恩得救之后
After we have been saved,
我们每一个基督徒都应该像基督一样。
Every Christian should be just like Christ.
所以这个生命是完全是基督的生命。
And so this life is entirely Christ's life.
那么这也就告诉我们，今天你所得着的生命就是基督。
And so this tells us that the life that you have received is Christ.
你不是在外面来学基督。
You are not to learn Christ on the outside.
你不是在道理里面来学基督。
You are not learning Christ just simply in doctrine.
你不是在一些死的行为里面来学基督。
You are not learning Christ in dead works.
你怎样学基督呢？
How are you to learn
Christ? 你要活在这个生命里面。
Live in this life.
你要跟随这个生命的感觉。
Follow the sense of life.
弟兄姊妹，这个才叫做真正的叫做学基督。
Brothers and sisters, this is truly learning Christ.
那么，保罗在这里再提醒我们。
Paul here is again reminding us.
他说，如果你听过他的道。
That if you have heard him.
领了他的教。
And you have been taught in him.
学了他的真理。
And learned the truth in him.
我想今天我们所有的弟兄姊妹都听过这个道
Today I believe our brothers and sisters have heard this truth
我们的问题是说你有没有领受他的教训呢
The question is have you been taught in him
我们有很多时候听过了
Yes many times we've heard of it
并没有在主面前存着一个谦卑的心来领受
But we have not received this in a humble heart
我们觉得这些我们都知道
We feel that we know it all
甚至觉得说这个我比你知道的更多
Perhaps to a point where I know more than you
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
什么时候我们里面一有骄傲的感觉
Anytime you have the sense of pride
你不能领受神的教训
Then you are not able to receive God's teaching
我在说
I say
我们学基督
When we learn Christ
不是一些知识道理
It's not just knowledge
不是外表行为上的一种模式
It's not just an outward behavior
乃是一个生命
But it's life.
如果这个生命的道出来了
If this way of life,
你听见了
you have heard it.
弟兄姊妹，你里面要有一个谦卑的心领受这个教训
Then you need to receive this teaching with a very humble heart.
然后你学了真理
Then you have learned truth.
什么叫做学了真理呢
What does it mean to learn truth?
就是你学到了那个真正的实际
then you have learned that reality.
你学到了真实。
You have learned what is real.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做学基督。
Brothers and sisters, that is to learn Christ.
所以我们每个弟兄姊妹蒙恩得救之后，
so after all brothers and sisters are saved,
我们里面已经有了主的生命。
Inside of you, you already have God's life.
但是我们还需要明白这个生命是怎样活出来的。
But you need to know how this life is lived out.
所以呢，我们在主的跟前，我们需要听到。
So before the Lord, you need to hear.
需要听这个生命之道。
You need to hear the words of the truth.
那么我们听了生命之道之后呢？
After you have heard the way of life,
我们要有一个非常谦卑的心在主面前来领受这个教训。
We need to have a very humble heart to receive this teaching.
然后我们要在主面前来学到那个真正的实际。
Then before the Lord, you must learn that true reality.
让我们在主跟前，不是说哦，我信主了，我知道信主耶稣得永生。
It's not that just before the Lord you say, now I have believed in the Lord and I have received eternal life.
而在我们的生活中，你完全摸不到这个生命的感觉。
And in your daily life, you have no sense of that life.
所以保罗告诉我们。
And so Paul tells us.
你听了这个道。
Now that you have heard the truth.
你要领受这个教训。
You have received the teaching.
然后你要学到那个真正的实际。
You must learn that true reality.
这样就是叫你从主所领受的那个属灵的生命。
That is to say that the life that you have received from the Lord.
在你的生活中间能够把它活出来。
That you are able to live out that life.
所以他下面告诉我们。
And so following he tells us.
当你能够在主的跟前这样的学的时候。
Once you are able to learn before the Lord in such a way.
你要学会脱下旧人。
Then you can lay aside the old man.
你要学习穿上新人。
And then you can put on the new man.
我们讲过。
We have said before.
这个旧人呢。
That old self.
就指的那个旧的堕落的生命说的。
It speaks of the old and fallen nature.
这个生命是充满了私欲，充满了败坏。
That nature is entirely full of deceit and corruption.
虽然有很多时候它也显出一点点的善良。
Yes, sometimes it will manifest some good.
但是若比起那个败坏，比起那个黑暗，比起那个堕落来讲，那点善良就算不得什么。
But that little bit of good cannot be compared to that corruption, to that darkness and deceit.
看看人类的历史。
If you see mankind's history,
看看今天我们所生活的社会。
Take a look at our society around us.
真正出于善良的东西啊，是非常的少的。
The things that are truly good is very few.
而那些败坏的事物呢，是到处都可见。
And everywhere you see corruption.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
我们需要脱下这个旧人。
We need to lay aside the old self.
然后呢，穿上这个新人。
And put on the new self.
这个新人呢，就是新的生命。
This new self is that new life.
所以呢，这个旧人代表一个总的性质。
And so that old self characterizes the entire old nature.
那么这个新人也代表一个总的性质。
And that new self also encompasses all of the new character.
今天，如果我们懂得
Today if we understand
如何脱离这个旧人的光景
How to lay aside the condition of the old self
而活在这个新人的情况里
and are able to live in the condition of the new self.
那么自然的在我们的生命中就能显出那个新生活的样式。
Then naturally, we will be able to live out that new life.
所以使徒保罗在以弗所书的里面
And so the Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians.
当他讲完了神那个荣耀的旨意他说要建立的教会之后
After he spoke of the glorious will of God and how he is to establish the church
他就告诉我们我们需要在生活的里面进入这个实际
That in our daily lives we need to enter into this reality
所以告诉我们
And so it tells us
若是没有生命
Without life
活不出这个生命
You cannot live out this life
就不可能有基督的见证
Then you cannot have the testimony of Christ
所以基督的见证不是一个道理
And so the testimony of Christ is not just a doctrine
不是一套的说法
It's not just a logic or reasoning
弟兄姊妹完全是生命的一个表现
It's entirely a manifestation of life
所以今天我们要为主做见证
And so today if you want to testify for Christ
你如果没有活在这个生命的里面
If you're not living in this life
你是不可能做出这个见证
You cannot be Christ's testimony.
所以使徒保罗在这里告诉我们。
And so here the Apostle Paul tells us.
我们需要活在这个生命的里面。
That we need to live in this life.
我们讲过。
We have spoken before.
这个生命呢。
this life,
在我们的生活中出现的时候,
when it manifests itself in our daily lives,
它就是一个新的生活。
It is a new life.
那么这个生活呢，是有一些的特征的。
And this life has some characteristics.
我想英文呢，还不光是 characteristics, 这个应该是一种的 sign。
There's a better word than just characteristics. You will see some signs.
当我们看见了这个生活中出现了这一些的表现的时候，
when you see these particular signs in your life,
那我们就知道这就是新的生活。
You will know that this is a new life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
新的生活不是凭着我们的幻想。
A new life is not just based on your imagination.
也不是凭着你自己的感觉的。
Not based upon your feelings.
它是实实在在的，有一些现象会显出来的。
It is indeed, in reality, you will see some signs.
我们上一次呢，
last time,
跟弟兄姊妹已经讲过了四个点。
We have already shared four points with brothers and sisters.
不晓得弟兄姊妹记不记得。
Do you remember them?
那么让我重复一下。
Let me review.
我们讲过第一个点。
The first sign,
新生活的特征就是有生命的新样。
The sign of new life is that there is newness.
它永远是新的。
It is always new.
它永远是新鲜活泼的。
It's forever fresh and lively.
弟兄姊妹们，这个新的生活，
brothers and sisters, this new life,
是永永远远不会成就的。
Is forever It will forever never grow old.
第二个点,
the second sign,
就是这个新的生活是一个不枯竭的生活。
It is an inexhaustible life.
因为主所给我们的是一个生命的泉源。
Because what God has given to us is a fountain of living water.
这个泉源在里面是一直要涌到永生的。
This fountain will continually flow unto eternal life.
我们讲到那个撒玛利亚的妇人，因为遇见主，她得着了这个活水的泉源。
We spoke of the Samaritan woman. When she met the Lord, she gained that fountain of living water.
她脱离了她那个可怜败坏的生活。
She left behind her very pitiful life.
现在活水在她里面不断的涌流。
And now living water inside of her is forever flowing.
弟兄姊妹，在我们里面这个活水是不是一直在涌流呢？
Brothers and sisters, is that living water flowing inside of you?
我们开头的时候，可能刚刚蒙恩得救的那段日子，真是感觉生命在里面涌流。
Perhaps right at the beginning, when you were just saved, you will know that new life is flowing inside of you.
但是很多神的儿女们好像这个活水泉源涌一下子，慢慢越来越少，就没有了。
But sadly, in many Christians, we see that at first it will spring up a little bit, and then gradually it stops.
变成了一个枯干的源头。
It becomes a very dry well.
这是一个不正常的现象。
That is an abnormal condition.
这说明了你今天呢没有活在这个新生命里。
It says that you are not living in that new life.
那么你是活在一个旧的生命的。
You are living in the old life.
第三个点。
The third sign.
他告诉我们说，这个生命是不能朽坏的生命。
It tells us this life is an incorruptible life.
就它永远不会变质的。
It will never change its value.
它也不会发酵的。
It will not corrupt.
如果我们的生命会发酵，
If your life will corrupt or rust,
会变质，
It will change its value.
就定规你是活在了旧生命的里面。
It will show that you are then living in an old life.
这是我们讲到的第三个点。
That is the third point.
第四个点。
The fourth.
我们说到这个生命是不能玷污的生命。
We spoke of how this life is an undefiled
life. 它是圣洁的。
It is pure.
它是清洁的。
It is clean.
它永远不会发臭，不会生虫的。
It will never grow a stench. It will never grow bugs.
只有旧生命。
Only the old life.
会生虫的，会发臭的。
Will have a stench and it will grow bugs.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们讲过，
We have spoken before,
在新生活里面，
that in a new life,
是有它一定的一个特征的。
You will see some signs.
因为时间的缘故， 上次我们没能讲完了。
Because of time, I was not able to finish last time.
所以今天早晨我们要继续的来看。
So today we will continue.
这个新的生命在我们里面，
this new life inside of us,
所表现的生活，
in our daily lives,
第五个点就是不能衰残。
The fifth point is that it is imperishable, will not fade.
我们看一下彼得前书第一章。
Let's take a look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
我们把第三节、第四节读一下。
Shall we read verse 3 and 4 in chapter 1?
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这一个生命
This life,
是一个不能衰残的生命
This life will not fade away.
在圣经里面
In the Bible,
有一些的话描述这个什么叫做不能衰残。
There are some words in the Bible that describe this phrase, will not fade away.
它不能衰残就表示它没有瑕疵。
Something that will not fade away means it is unblemished.
没有斑点。
No spots.
没有皱纹。
That there are no wrinkles.
那也就说明这个生命是完全是美丽的生命。
It describes how this life is entirely beautiful.
是健康的生命。
It is a healthy life.
是一个有力量的生命。
It is a life that has power and strength.
在旧约圣经里面。
In the Old Testament.
在希伯来文里面的那一个美丽。
In Hebrew, that word beauty.
我们中文翻得很好。
It is a good translation in Chinese.
我们中文把它翻成俊美。
In Chinese, it says, altogether beautiful.
就它不仅是美丽的。
Not just pretty.
它是健康的。
It's healthy.
它是有力量的。
It's strong.
感谢主，这个字呢，在旧约圣经中不仅是用在女子的身上。
In the Old Testament, this word is not only used to describe women.
这个字呢，也用在男子的身上。
This word is also used to describe men.
所以你读旧约圣经的时候。
And so when you read the Old Testament.
你看当他讲到利百加的时候。
When we see how it describes Rachel.
就讲到利百加是一个俊美的女子。
That Rachel, Rebecca, she is a beautiful woman.
但是呢，当他论到摩西的时候。
However, when it spoke of Moses.
他说摩西生下来俊美非凡。
That Moses, when he was born, he was a beautiful child.
当他讲到大卫的时候呢。
When it speaks of David.
讲到他面色光红非常的俊美。
And how David, he was ruddy and handsome in appearance.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那么我们知道在旧约圣经里面。
We know in the Old Testament.
那么这些呢都是预表的一个说法。
These are only signs.
那么这个字呢也运用在圣殿上面。
This word is also used to describe the temple.
他说神的殿在北面居高华美。
That God's house, that on the north side, that it was beautiful.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
这个不能衰残。
This will not fade away.
就是它是一种俊美的生活。
Means that this is a very beautiful life.
所以神当初把这个生命给我们。
And so when God has given us this life,
他希望每一个弟兄姊妹在属灵的生活上都能够活得美丽，活得健康，活得有力量。
He hopes that all saints will live a beautiful life that is healthy, that is strong.
我想我们很多时候在主的跟前。
Oftentimes, when we are before the Lord,
有的时候还学出活出一段光景还不错，还蛮美丽的。
There may be a period of time where we live out a very beautiful condition.
但是很快的，好像又没有了。
But then, oftentimes, it goes away.
弟兄姊妹，这提醒我们。
It's a reminder to us.
就说你没有活在那个新的生命里面。
That you have not lived in that new life.
你又回到旧生命里去了。
You have returned to the old life.
所以旧的生命就是一个会衰残的生命。
Because the old life is one that will fade away.
我们都晓得。
We know.
在时间中。在今天物质的世界里面，没有一样的东西是不衰残的。
We know that in this physical world, there is not one thing that will not fade.
人会衰残。
That man will fade.
动物会衰残。
Animals will as well.
植物也会衰残。
And vegetation.
连那些没有生命的东西，它也会衰残。
Even inanimate objects, they will fade as well.
我们常常觉得金银宝石是很宝贵的。
Oftentimes we find that precious metals and stones, they are very valuable.
为什么宝贵呢？
Why are they valuable?
就是因为呢，它这个衰残的那个速率比较慢。
Because the speed at which it fades is slow.
我们知道这些东西都在衰残。
However, we know that all things are fading away.
所以眼睛所看见的事物。
In all the things that you can see with your eyes.
没有一样的东西是不会衰残的。
There is not one thing that will not fade.
尤其我们人。
Especially us, man.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在这个旧的生命里。
In our old life.
人肉体的生命。
In our physical bodies.
是逐渐的开始。会衰残会衰老的。
Gradually, it will fade and become old.
在年轻的时候
When we are young,
我们看起来很美丽的。
We look very beautiful.
但是逐渐年日过来了。
But after many years,
慢慢的看见我身上有斑点了。
Very soon you will see that you have spots on your skin.
再照照镜子有皱纹了。
When you look in the mirror, you see some wrinkles.
我们就知道这叫做开始老了。
You know that that is the beginning of age or being old.
其实呢，就是开始衰残。
Which is actually just fading away.
不管你用什么方法。
No matter what method you use.
你想维系它原来的美丽。
You want to preserve your beauty.
我们都知道这是不可能的事情。
We all know that that is not a possibility.
因为呢，这个旧造的世界。
Because in this old creation,
天然的生命有一天都要过去的。
And our physical lives, one day it will pass away.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
你什么时候活在旧的生命里面？
Anytime you are living in that old life,
你就会看见一种衰残的现象出现。
You will see the sign of it fading away.
或许说用另外一个说法，
Or to put it in another word,
在旧的生命里面才会出现所谓的老化的现象。
Only when you are in that old life, you will see signs of aging.
基督徒为什么会老化呢？
Why is it that a Christian will age?
很简单。
Very easy.
你是活在老旧的生命里。
You're living in the old life.
你如果活在新生命里面。
If you're living in the new life.
是永远不衰残的。
It will never age.
因为神的生命是永远不会衰残的。
Because God's life will never grow old.
今天我们看见很多基督徒啊，这个慢慢的开始老化。
We see that there are some Christians who are so old.
你知道我到中国去啊。
You know when I go to China.
我开始很不习惯。
At first I really wasn't used to it.
他们见到我说，老弟兄。
When they see me, they say, elderly brother.
他们叫我老弟兄啊。
They call me elderly brother.
我虽然不好说什么。
Even though I couldn't really say anything,
心里面觉得有点不舒服。
But I felt uncomfortable.
当然，我也是事实上是老。
Yes, in reality, I am aged.
但是你知道我们人很奇怪，我们虽然老，但是不喜欢人家叫我们老。
Even though we may be old, we don't like to be called old.
对不对啊？
Isn't that right?
他左一个老弟兄，右一个老弟兄啊，叫我心里不舒服。
They call me elderly brother here and there, and it made me feel so uncomfortable.
我说。你不要叫我老弟兄了。
I asked him, can you not call me elderly brother?
后来一个弟兄解释，他说不，他说你知道在中国啊，称你为老弟兄啊，是尊敬你的意思。
And then one brother came up to me to explain, he says, no, if we call you elderly brother, it means that we respect you, we honor you.
不是你因为你真正老了。
It's not because you're old.
所以我听见这个话的时候心里舒服一点。
So after I heard that, I was comforted.
但是我事实上还是老。
But yes, I'm still old.
对不对？弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们人活在地上
as man, as we live on this earth,
人人都会衰老的。
Everyone will grow old.
但是为什么基督徒有时候我们感觉去碰到一些基督徒的时候，你感觉到他那个老还那个老还不是因为他外表老啊？
Why is it that sometimes when you meet Christians, when you get that sense that they are old, it's not just because they are old in their physical body?
我有时候碰见那些年轻的弟兄姊妹。
I meet some young brothers and sisters sometimes.
十几二十岁。
They're only in their teens or twenties.
那表面上看起来是年轻的。
They look very young.
但是你一碰到他那个里面的生命呢，觉得很老啊。
But once you touch that life that's on the inside, we feel it's so old.
因为他蒙恩得救之后，他根本不活在这个新生命里面。
Because when they were saved, they were not living in that new life.
你会看见有的教会的光景也是这样。
You will see the condition of some churches, it is the same way.
他逐渐的开始老化。
It gradually ages.
所以很多弟兄姊妹进到里面去了，觉得 不得供应。
And so when many brothers and sisters walk in, they feel that they are not supplied.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and
sisters, 这证明什么呢
It signifies
这整个教会没有活在新生命的里面
that the entire church is not living in the new life.
它是活在一个老旧的生命里面
It is living in the old life.
所以我上次讲过又需要很多有很多东西来刺激他他才能够有点活力
So I mentioned last time that you need many things activities to stimulate it so that it will have some power
所以这就告诉我们说
And so it tells us
弟兄姊妹我们如果要过一个新的生活
That brothers and sisters if we want to live a new life
无论是个人无论是整个的教会
Whether individually or the entire church
你必须要活在这个新的生命的里面
You need to live in this new life
因为这个生命是永远不会老化的
Because this life will never grow old
若是这些日子你已经感觉你自己里面那个老了那就是一个提醒。
If these days you feel that within you you are becoming old, then it is a reminder to you.
你觉得在侍奉上面你碰见的是一些老化的一些现象。
That in your services that you are touching things that are old.
那定规我们不是在生命的这个源头里了。
It signifies that you are no longer in that source of life.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
真正的生命。
True life.
从神而来的生命。
The life that comes from God.
是一个不会衰残的生命。
Is a life that will not fade away.
他带领我们呢逐渐在神跟前有改变。
As he leads us, gradually there will be some change.
所以到了以弗所书第五章的时候
And so when we come to Ephesians chapter 5,
将来主回来迎接他自己的心腹
When the Lord is coming to come for his own wife,
圣经描述说这个心腹呢是圣洁没有瑕疵的
That bride says that she is holy and blameless.
不是一个有斑点有皱纹的
That She will not be full of blemishes, spots and wrinkles.
啊，我们不要想象说，哎呀，教会经过两千年了。
Do not think that now that the church has gone through 2,000 years.
主耶稣娶一个两千岁的一个老太太。
That Jesus is now that he will be wed to a wife who is 2,000 years old.
不是的。
No.
弟兄姊妹们，所以今天如果我们老化
So brothers and sisters, today if you have become aged
那证明我们没有活在这个新生命的里面
It signifies you are not living in this new life
这个生命是不衰残的生命
This life will not fade away
所以呢，在我们的生命中要一直保持属灵生命的美丽
So we are to continue in this beauty in the new life
保持属灵生命的健康
Continue in health
保持生命中的那个力量
Continue in the strength of this new life
你只要活在这个新生命就可以了
And then when you live in this new life it is enough
我常常有时候在弟兄姊妹听见我们有这样的话说
Sometimes I hear among brothers and sisters they say
你要请他有点服侍
That they ask them to serve
他常说哎让年轻人做
They say ask the young people to do it
弟兄姊妹你说这个话表示你老化了你知道
Brothers and sisters when you say that it means that you have become old
我们应该在主的跟前越老越有用。
We should be more useful the older we are in the Lord.
外表的生命老的说的。
Just speaking in terms of our physical age.
外面越来越老，里面越来越年轻啊。
The older we are in our physical age, the younger we should be in the inside.
其实这个话也不大对，不是越来越年轻。
It's not that you're becoming younger.
就是里面永远是有活力的。
But that inside you always are young and strength, full of strength, brothers and sisters.
要活出。这个新的生活
Live out the new life
只有在这个新的生活里
Only in this new life
我们能把荣耀归给主
Will we be able to give glory to the Lord
所以这是新生活的第五个兆头
This is the fifth sign of the new life
特征
The next sign
感谢主
We thank the Lord
你如果活在这样的光景中
If you are living in this condition
你是经得起时间的考验
You will be able to withstand the test of time
你也经得起环境的考验
You will be able to withstand the test of your conditions
我们不是基督徒不是靠挣扎努力在主面前过生活
Now Christians we do not live our lives based upon our struggles
我们要知道主给我们的生命是何等样的一个生命
We need to know what kind of marvelous life that the Lord has given to us
感谢主啊
We thank the Lord
我们看见在旧约圣经里面
We see in the Old Testament
有一些人虽然他们年纪老迈
There are some people even though they are very old physically
但是他们在主跟前的那个表现人就是刚强有力
But they manifested a very strong and healthy condition before the Lord
啊，像摩西一样
Like Moses
已经120岁了
He was 120 years old
眼目没有昏花
His eyes were not blurry
啊，精神体力都没有衰败
He was not old in his energy and his strength.
我们晓得神所以这样带领他是为了给我们做一个榜样啊。
We know that the Lord led him in this way as an example for us.
神主要的还不是要让我们肉身上是这样。
It's not that God just wants us to be that way in our bodies.
那是讲到一个真正活在神生命里面的人应该是这样。
But that one who truly lives in the Lord will be like that.
我们都知道迦勒的故事。
We all know the story of Caleb.
迦勒最后去攻打希伯伦的时候。
Caleb at the end, when he went against the enemies.
他说看啊我现在已经85岁了。
He says, right now, I am 85 years old.
我当日的力量如何今天的力量人就是如何。
The strength that I had in the past, it is the same today.
人就是刚强有力。
He is full of strength.
45年在旷野里面的行走。
After wandering in the wilderness for 45 years.
那么在迦南美地经过无数的征战。
And after going through many battles in the land of Canaan.
生命人就是刚强有力。
His life was still full of strength and power.
没有任何的衰残。
He was not weak in any way.
没有一点点老化的现象。
There is no sign of aging in him.
我常常想到他，我感觉那实在是一个很大的冒险啊。
Oftentimes when I think of what he said, that was truly ambitious or great.
因为希伯伦住在迦南人最强大的一个民族在那里。
Because Zebulun at that time, that the enemy was one of the greatest fortresses in the land.
哈，一个八十五岁的老先生呢。
An 85-year-old old man.
带着他的全家。
Together with his entire family.
要爬高山上去攻打敌人。
They had to climb a high mountain to.Fight against their enemies.
弟兄姊妹，我们中间有85岁的弟兄姊妹很多啊。
Brothers and sisters, we have many 85-year-olds among us.
你有这个勇气吗？
Do you have that courage?
你敢把你的全家带到这样的光景中吗？
Can you lead your entire family in this condition?
如果我们要想一想，哎呦，这把全家都带去送死啊，这。
If you think about it, you may say, oh, perhaps I'm bringing my entire family into death.
不，这说明迦勒的生命没有衰残。
No, it signifies that Caleb's life was not weak.
啊，当我们读到撒母耳记上的时候
When we read of 1 Samuel
我们读到以利
And when we read of Eli
我们实在为他叹息
We sigh for him
啊，所以我们常常讲到以利都讲到老以利
Oftentimes when we refer to him we say old Eli
啊，圣经没有这样称的
The Bible did not say that
读经的人呢，一读就是这个老以利
But everyone who reads of him we all call him old Eli
眼目发直
Because his eyes were weak
啊，这个看不见
He could not see
身体沉重
He was overweight
完全显出来是个龙中老态是一个老化的现象
All of his physical signs show that he was old
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
今天我们外体虽然会一天天的老
Today, even though our physical bodies day by day will become old
请我们记得
May we remember
基督徒的生活不是依靠外面的东西
A Christian's life is not reliant upon these outward things
你要依靠里面的生命
We rely upon the inward life
那么你就能过着一个不衰残的生活
And then you will be able to live a life that will not fade away
我想为了时间我们必须往前
For the sake of time we will move forward
第六个点
The sixth point、
我们看一下哥罗西书
Shall we look at the book of Colossians
第一章
Chapter
1 哥罗西书第一章
Colossians 1
第九节和第十节
Verse 9 and 10
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意好叫你们行事为人对得起主凡事蒙他喜悦在一切善事上结果子渐渐的多知道神
For this reason also since the day we heard of it we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respects bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God
这里说明啊，新的生活是一个满有悟性的生活。
Here it says that the new life is a life full of understanding or comprehension.
这个生活
This life
它是因为认识神的心意 也向着神的心意。
It is a life that because he knows of God's will, it is toward God's will.
保罗在腓立比书第一章第十节里面也说到。
Paul also in Philippians chapter 1, he also says,
一个基督徒活在一个正常的生活里面的时候，
A Christian, when living in a normal condition,
他这种生活是追求神的上好的。
Is one that is seeking for the best.
他绝不以神的赐好为满足的。
He is never satisfied with just good.
所以你会看见在教会历史中有很多神的儿女们。
And so we know in church history many of God's children.
当他们里面得到启示的时候。
When they gain revelation.
他们知道什么是神的上好。
They knew what is God's best.
所以他们调整他们的生活。
So they adjusted their lives.
为着神那个上好的福分在神面前生活。
To live for the best portion in before God.
我们晓得旧生命，
We know that the old life,
它是向着地的，
It is earthly.
它只求地上的好处的，
It is asking for earthly benefits.
啊，有的人整天所思想的都是地上的事情。
There are some people all day long they are thinking about earthly things.
整天所思想的都是肉体的事情。
They all day long they are thinking of fleshly things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
新的生命在里面，
When the new life is inside,
它是一个向着天的一个生命。
It is a life that is heavenward.
所以我们也称这个生命为属天的生命。
And so we say that this is a heavenly life.
它一直向往的是属天的事物。
It is always considering the things of the heavens.
它所要的都是属天的事情。
All the things that it wants are things of the heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
旧的生命，
The old life,
向着神所有的事物都是闭塞的。
It is closed towards all the things of God.
今天如果主的话进不到我们里面去，
If today God's word cannot enter into you,
属灵的事不能吸引我们，
And spiritual things cannot attract you,
证明我们是活在旧生命的里面。
It signifies that you are living in the old life.
因为这个生命是根本不喜欢神的事情。
Because that life does not like the things of God.
这个生命对神的事情是没有兴趣的。
That life has no interest in the things of God.
并且这告诉我们，如果你活在旧的生命的里面，
And it tells us, if we live in that old life,
不管你有多聪明，
No matter how smart you are,
你都不可能领会神的事情。
You cannot understand or comprehend the things of God.
弟兄姊妹们，只有出于这个新的生命，
Only the things of the new life,
在我们的生活中会显出一些的特征。
In our daily life, we'll have some signs.
他会欣赏那些出于新生命的。
That is, it is able to enjoy the things of the new life.
所以你知道我们在神的百姓中啊，
And so as we are among God's people,
很多时候我们欣赏的程度不一样。
Oftentimes, our level of enjoyment is different.
啊，有的弟兄姊妹会欣赏知识，欣赏工作，欣赏恩赐。
Some will enjoy knowledge, some will enjoy work, and some enjoy other forms of wisdom.
但是如果你活在新的生命里面的时候呢？
However, when you are living in the new life,
他会欣赏那个新生命的表现。
It is able to enjoy the signs of new life.
所以这个才叫做深渊与深渊会响应。
And so that is when deep resounds to deep.
弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
所以你的生活中的欣赏力，
So whether or not you are able to enjoy,
也显明到底你是活在新生活里呢，还是旧生活里啊？
It shows whether or not you are living in the old or the new.
如果你是活在新的生活里面，
If you are living in the new life,
弟兄姊妹，你就会欣赏那些真正出于生命的东西。
Then you are able to enjoy the things that are of the new life. Not only that,
并且呢，你对于属灵的事情有分辨的力量。
You will have a discernment towards spiritual things.
他会知道什么是出于生命的，什么是不出于生命的。
You will know what is of life and what is not of life.
今天呢，如果我们要把一套的规律，把一套的知识给弟兄姊妹，让你去在基督教中间来分辨这些东西，很困难。
Today, if we are to give you a set of rules and regulations as to what is right and wrong in Christianity, it is very difficult.
主也没有把这个给我们。
The Lord didn't give us that.
很简单，主把一个生命给你。
It's very easy. He gave you life.
你只要活在生命的里面。
If you live in life.
也许很多时候你道理上说不出来的。
Perhaps you may not be able to describe it.
但是你自己里面很清楚的。
But inside of you, you are clear.
这个是有生命的。
This has life.
这个是没有生命的。
This does not have life.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这个属灵的分辨力非常的重要。
Spiritual discernment is very important.
所以，
So,
新的生活，
New living,
它里面是满了对神的事物的一个了解和领悟的。
It is a comprehension towards all the things of God.
当我们读新约圣经的时候
When we read the New Testament,
我们发现门徒们跟随主
We see how the disciples followed the Lord.
你会看见有两个完全不同的境界
You will see two entirely different conditions or worlds.
在四福音书里面
In the four Gospels,
他们跟随主耶稣
They followed the Lord Jesus.
但是他们过的是旧生活
But they were living in the old life.
到了使徒行传之后
When we go to Acts,
圣灵的工作
through the work of the Holy Spirit,
使他们过着一个完全领悟属灵事物的生活
allowed them to live a life that was entirely understanding of spiritual things.
在四福音书里面
in the four Gospels,
他们有好的表现
they had a good behavior.
因为他们对主耶稣有爱慕
because they did love the Lord.
所以他们跟随主耶稣
And so they followed Jesus.
主耶稣无论到哪里
Wherever Jesus went,
他们都跟着主耶稣
They followed.
啊，所以这个对主的爱慕是宝贵的
And so it is precious that they love the Lord.
但是虽然有这种爱慕
Even though they love the Lord,
但是对主所做所说的完全不能明白
But they could not comprehend at all what Jesus was saying.
他们所过的生活还是一个旧生活
They were still living the old life.
因为那个时候他们只有旧生命
because,
他们没有新生命
Because at that time they only had the old life, they did not have the new.
基督的救恩还没有做成呢
Because Jesus' salvation was not yet complete.
圣灵还没有降临呢
The Spirit had not come.
还没有所谓重生的事情
There was still not rebirth yet.
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
神在圣经里特别记载的门徒这一段跟随主的经历
God specifically recorded these experiences of the disciples.
其实就是提醒我们
It's a reminder to us.
你今天如果光对主耶稣有一点点的爱慕是不够的
Today, if you just simply love the Lord a little, it's not enough.
当然了 你不爱慕主那更不够
Of course, if you do not love the Lord, that's not enough at all.
啊，今天我们能看见有些弟兄姊妹开始对主耶稣有爱慕了
Today, we see some brothers and sisters, they begin to love and desire after God.
他能开口祷告说主啊我爱你那弟兄姊妹这已经很宝贵了
They are able to open up their mouths and say, Lord, I love you. That is very precious.
但是请我们记得门徒们都是爱主的
But remember, all the disciples loved him.
哎呀，他们还紧紧地跟着主呢
And they followed him closely.
啊但是弟兄姊妹们
However,
主绝不以这样的光景为满足
God is not satisfied with that condition
啊，主不说哦，现在我有了十二个门徒你看天天跟我生活在一起
That the Lord will say Oh today I have now 12 disciples Every day we live together
够了够了
It's enough It's enough
所以到变化山上的时候呢
And then on the mount
摩西亚出现的时候他就可以回天家了
And then on Mount Transfiguration If all was enough Then he could return home
主没有回去
But the Lord did not go
主知道门徒们在这样的光景中是不够的。
The Lord knew that the condition of his disciples was not yet enough.
今天呢
Today,
你会发现在基督教里面各到各处都有爱慕主耶稣的人。
Everywhere,
真没错的。
You will find that there are saints who love the Lord. It is good.
但是真正活在圣灵所重生的那个新生命里面的确实不多。
But those who live in the Spirit, in the new life, there are not many.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
门徒们只有等到五旬节以后
It wasn't until the disciples after Pentecost
在使徒行传里面他们才过的是真正的新生活
In the book of Acts then we see that they lived truly that new life
我想弟兄姊妹我这样讲你就很清楚
Brothers and sisters perhaps when I describe it this way you are clear
在福音书里面
In the Gospels
他们爱慕主跟随主但是过的旧生活
They loved the Lord they followed him but they lived the old life
弟兄姊妹我们今天过的是这样的生活吗
Today are you living that type of life
你也有一点爱慕主的心
That you have a love
for
him
但是你还是活在自己的生命中
But you still live in your own life
弟兄姊妹们那个叫旧生活
Brothers and sisters that is old life
那个你自己不能满足神也不能满足
You are not satisfied and it cannot satisfy God
你必须来到使徒行传
You must come into Acts
让我们活在这个新的生命的里面
Live in that new life
让圣灵引导这个生命在我们的里面
Allow the spirit to lead that life inside of
you 让我们能过着一个新的生活
To allow you to live a new life
你看到了使徒行传以后
And then when you come to the book of Acts
门徒们完全能明白主所说的是什么
The apostles, the disciples entirely comprehended what the Lord was
saying 当约翰回头写约翰福音的时候
When John went back and wrote the gospel according to John
他完全明白主所说的是什么
He understood what the Lord was saying
他充满了悟性
He was full of comprehension
并且他写约翰一二三书
And when he wrote 1st, 2nd and 3rd Peter
他不仅领会了神所说的
Not only did he understand what God said
他还知道如何把这个生命把它活出来
He also knew how to live out that life
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
当一个基督徒
as a Christian,
开始对属灵的事情开始有领悟了
begins to have comprehension towards him,
有真正的悟性开始的时候
and there's true understanding,
并且他也活在神所给他的这个启示的里面的时候
and able to live in the revelation that God gives to him,
他这个生活就越来越表现新生命
that life will manifest more and more new life.
所以有很多道听不懂
So for many preaching, if you cannot understand it,
你不要气绝
don't reject it.
啊，这个不懂是因为你到现在你可能还活在旧生命里面。
If you don't understand it, it's perhaps you're still living in the old.
你一进入新生命，马上就能懂。
As soon as you enter into the new, you will understand.
我最近和一些弟兄姊妹们读四福音书。
Recently, I've been reading the Gospels with some brothers and sisters.
啊，周遭的这些犹太人常常有时候他们很惊异。
Among the Gentiles around us, sometimes they're very surprised.
他们听主耶稣讲话的时候啊
，When they heard Jesus speak,
充满智慧。
Full of wisdom.
他们说这个人没有学过啊。
For the Jews, they said that this person who's not learned.
他怎么会懂得圣经呢
？How does he understand scripture?
弟兄姊妹，他们不能明白。
The Jews could not understand.
因为主耶稣里面有个生命。
Because inside of Jesus there was a life.
这个生命是神的生命。
This life was God's life.
他自然的会懂得神的事情。
And it naturally understands the things of God.
弟兄姊妹，你信吗
？Do you believe it?
今天主已经把这个生命给你了。
God has given this life to you.
你只要活在这个生命的里面。
If you live in it,
你自然能够明白神的事情。
You will naturally comprehend the things of God.
那么你从这个领悟的里面。
And in this comprehension,
你所活出来的生活叫做新的生活。
What you live out is called the new life.
所以新生活。
And so this new life,
弟兄姊妹们，是一个充满属灵悟性的生活。
It is a life that is full of spiritual comprehension.
第七个点
The seventh point
就是这个生命呢
is that this life
在我们生活中显出来的一种情况
what it manifests in our daily lives
被称作是增产的现象
it is a manifestation of productivity
就是呢它会生命再生长生命
it is that life will produce life
在英文圣经里面呢，有的地方用了这个 increasing 这个字啊。
In the English translation, there is also the word used increase.
那么，这个呢，是新生活的一个非常明确的一个现象。
It is a very sure sign of new life.
我们看一下约翰福音第十五章。
Shall we turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15?
这是弟兄姊妹熟悉的圣经。
This is a passage we're all familiar with.
我们从第四节读到第八节。
Starting from verse 4 through 8.
你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面就像枝子丢在外面枯干人拾起来扔在火里烧了你们若藏在我里面我的话也藏在你们里面凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就你们多结果子我父就因此得荣耀你们也就是我的门徒了
Abide in me and I in you as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine so neither can you unless you abide in meI am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
这个葡萄树的比喻
This illustration of the vine
说明了基督徒属灵生命的一种现象
speaks of a manifestation of a Christian's life
基督徒应该是一个多结果子的生活
A Christian's life ought to bear much fruit
其实我们记得啊
Please remember
这里所说的多结果子是生命的果子结出来
The bearing fruit that is being described must come from life
很多人呢把这个多结果子呢 把它引用在传福音的事情上。
Many people use this bearing fruit illustration in sharing the gospel.
其实这个不是准确的一个说法。
Actually, that is not entirely accurate.
真正的准确说法，在你的生活中不断的有生命的果子显出来。
Accurately speaking, to bear fruit means that you will bear fruits in life.
主耶稣也曾经讲过另外一个比喻，讲到一粒麦子落在地里死了。
Jesus also gave another illustration, a parable of a seed falling to the ground,
就会结出许多的籽粒来，
which will bear many fruits.
所以主今天把这生命给我们。
And so today, Jesus has given us this life.
基督徒的生命是可以传递的。
A Christian's life can be given.
你看在约翰一书第一章里面，约翰也这样讲。
Even in 1 John, even John tells us.
主论到，约翰论到那个起初原有的生命之道。
Now, John tells us that Jesus has the words of life.
他说我们和主之间因为有这个生命的这个经历。
He says, because we have this experience of life.
现在我们把这个生命也传给你们。
And now we give you this life.
所以基督徒是可以传递生命。
And so Christians can give life.
基督徒不是光传递道理。
We are not just giving doctrine.
啊，今天我们弄了一些知识，我们把这个知识传给别人。
Today we have some knowledge and we give knowledge to other people.
这个给人的帮助并不大。
There's not much help there.
真正的是传递生命。
What helps actually is giving life.
生命传递生命。
Live will give off, life will give off life.
所以你知道。
So you know,
保罗在他的书信里面
Paul, in his letters,
他特别提到提摩太
Oftentimes he mentions Timothy.
他说提摩太是我的真儿子
He says, Timothy, my true son.
弟兄姊妹们这个不是干儿子啊
This is not a godson.
搞错了你不要说哦你看保罗也说干儿子不是的啊
Don't think of it, think of Timothy simply as a godson.
提多也是他的真儿子
Titus is also his true son.
什么叫做真儿子
Who is a true son.
弟兄姊妹他是生命传递生命
It is a son who receives life.
所以提摩太提多是保罗生命所传递的一个结果。
Timothy and Titus is a result of Paul's life.
所以保罗他对哥林多弟兄姊妹也讲。
And so Paul also spoke to the brothers and sisters in Corinthians.
他说我用福音生了你们。
He says, I have given birth to you through the gospel.
今天很多人不太明白这个话。
Many people cannot understand this word.
我们常常讲说哦他们是我传福音得救的。
You may think, oh, because I spoke the gospel, they were saved.
但是你敢说这些人是我用生命所生出来的吗？
But can you say that these people have been birthed from me?
所以弟兄姊妹，真实的生命是可以传递的。
This is a life that can be given.
这些呢，不是外面加上去的东西。
This is not something that is added from the outside.
在彼得后书的里面。
In 2 Peter.
他讲的，你们有了这个，要加上那个，加上那个，加上那个。
It says that once you have this, you add to this, something else.
我们晓得呢，这个加上去，这个原保罗，对不起，彼得的意思呢，是你用是追求生命的一个结果。
This additional thing that Peter is describing is a result of the fruits of your life.
是生命达到丰盛健康的时候所显出来的一种结果。
It is a manifestation, the fruits and results of when life has reached an abundant point.
所以今天在教会里，我们要多多的传递生命。
And so in the church today, we are to spread life.
一个果子啊
，a fruit，
它怎么样能够？传递生命的。
How does it give its life?
我们都知道，这个果子里面必须要有核，对吧
？We know that inside there must be seeds.
没有这个核是不能传递生命的。
If a fruit does not have seed, it cannot give life.
今天我们吃水果，我们都喜欢吃那个，无籽的这些水果啊。
Today when we eat fruit, we like to eat seedless fruits.
吃橘子最好是无籽的。
We like oranges without seeds.
吃葡萄最好无籽的。
We like grapes without seeds.
但是我们晓得那个无籽的是不能传递生命的。
But we know that seedless fruit cannot give continue in life.
只有那些有籽的才能传递生命。
Only fruits that have seed can give life.
所以我们基督徒呢不是那个无籽葡萄啊。
So Christians ought not to be seedless grapes.
弟兄姊妹，你是有籽葡萄啊。
You are a grape with seeds.
你是可以传递生命的。
You can give life.
所以在创世纪第一章里面。
And so in Genesis 1.
当神创造整个天地的时候。
When God created the heavens and the earth.
神创造这些植物的时候。
And when he created vegetation.
他就说果子包着核。
He said he created fruits with seeds.
所以我们基督徒的生命啊里面是有核的。
So the life of a Christian has seeds.
只有这个核才能够传递生命。
Only seeds can give life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要成为多结果子的枝子。
We are to be branches that bear much fruit.
让主的生命不断的延续下去。
To allow Christ's life to continue on.
最近我们要读教会历史。
And now we will be reading church history.
你从教会历史上会可以很清楚的看见。
From church history, you can see clearly.
弟兄姊妹，所有的工作会过去的。
All of the works will pass away.
恩赐会过去的。
Gifts will pass away.
道理很多会过去的。
Knowledge will pass away.
只有真正的生命不断的延续下来。
Only true life.Will continue on.
所以有一次我跟一个弟兄在一起交通。
So one time I had fellowship with a brother.
我说你看当日耶路撒冷的教会多么的兴旺。
I said to him, "Do you see Jerusalem at that time? It was so full of hope and glory."
彼得一传福音就三千人得救了。
Peter preached, and then 3,000 people were saved.
然后再一传福音，五千人得救了。
He preached again, another 5,000 were saved.
这些还是男丁啊。
And at that time, they were just
men.
This is just men.
所以你就可以想象，那个时候教会一下之间的就几万人了。
And so if you can imagine that actually the church was full of 10,000s of people.
但是今天你到耶路撒冷去，你还能看得见吗？
Now if you are to go to Jerusalem today, do you still see that?
耶路撒冷工作过去了。
All the works in Jerusalem have passed away.
初期教会，以弗所的教会过去了。
The church in Ephesus is gone.
教会历史上很多的大的复兴都过去了。
Many great revivals in the church have passed.
而你看仔细的注意，在教会历史中能够一直传续下来、延续下来的东西，就是那个生命。
However, the things that have been passed down throughout all the generations, that is the things of life.
我常常有时候喜欢用这个 Lawrence 弟兄的这个故事做比喻。
I often like to use the story of Brother Lawrence as an illustration.
我们的弟兄是一个在这个厨房里面做工的人。
Our brother was one who worked in a kitchen.
他说什么？
What did he say?
他说我在厨房里面祷告的时候。
When I pray in the kitchen.
跟我在我家里面安静时候祷告是一样的。
And when I pray quietly at home, it is entirely the same.
哇，他说当那个盘子在传递啊，那个厨房里面很多声音说，他说对我来讲一点的影响都没有。
He says that when there is a loud clattering of dishes and things in the kitchen, it has no influence upon me.
我们的弟兄活在这个生命里。
Our brother lived in this life.
他与神之间有非常亲密的交通。
Between him and God, there was a very intimate conversation.
弟兄姊妹们，环境时间对他完全都没有影响。
Environment and time had no impact upon him.
这是何等的生活。
This is such a life.
弟兄姊妹，这个才叫新生活。
That is new life.
今天呢，我们好多弟兄姊妹，请你原谅我，是不是今天早晨你来到这聚会，你才想起主耶稣了？
Now, brothers and sisters, forgive me for saying, is it today, as soon as you came in, did you then remember Jesus?
等等一散会了。
And then, when the meeting ends today,
主耶稣再见。
Goodbye, Jesus.
下礼拜再见。
I'll see you next week.
我回我的家了。
I'm going home now.
你住在会所里吗？
You live here at church.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们跟神之间的这个生活不是生活的，之间的关系不是生活的。
Our relationship with the Lord is not just in this living.
这是基督徒一个可怜的现象。
This type of condition is a very pitiful one.
你必须要能够领会到。
You must understand.
你里面有主的生命在里面。
That you have the life of the Lord in you.
我一直活在这个生命的里面。
And you are to continually live in this life.
你在聚会中的光景跟你在家里面光景是一样的。
That the condition you are in at church ought to be the same at home.
那个才是正常的情形。
That is a normal condition.
姊妹，这个生命是会延续的。
Brothers and sisters, this life will continue.
所以劳伦斯弟兄他只有这么一点点的小小的经历，但是一直在今天影响许许多多的人的属灵生活。
Brothers and sisters, Brother Lawrence only had that small experience before the Lord, but for all these years, it is still impacting brothers and sisters today.
所以我们根本不需要拥有什么一个思想要为神做什么大功。
You do not have to have any ideas that you're going to do some great work for the Lord.
我们要一个爱慕活在这个生命的。
Have a desire to want to live in this life.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我再说主已经把这个生命赐给你了。
I say again, God has already given this life to you.
你要重视这个生命。
Look upon this life.
你要天天顺着这个生命的感觉活在主。
Live in the sense of this life every single day.
你也不要天天想着，哎，我怎么去结果子？你结不出来的了。
And don't think every single day, oh, how am I going to bear fruit today? Because you cannot.
你只要活在这个生命里面，它自然就结出来了。
If you live in this life, then naturally it will bear.
所以神从来没有为难过我们。
God will never give you pressure.
属灵生活本来就是很简单的。
The spiritual life is a very easy one.
很可惜啊。
Sadly.
今天我们忽略这个简单的生活。
We've neglected that easy life.
我们追随一些呢很复杂的很麻烦的一种生活方式。
We seek after very complicated ways.
这实在是我们一个很大的悲剧。
It is a great pity.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以约翰告诉我们。
So John tells us.
其实是主说的。
Actually, it's the Lord.
你们要住在我的里面。
He says, abide in me.
什么叫做住在主里面？
What does it mean to abide in him?
住在主里面就是住在生命的里面。
Abiding in him means living in that life.
弟兄姊妹，你，我再说，你今天要爱主。
Again, I say, brothers and sisters, love the Lord.
但是你如果不在生命的里面，
However, if you are not in life,
你那个爱主可能有很多时候只是在一种道理的里面。
Your love perhaps may be just in some understanding.
只不过是外面的一个态度而已。
It's just an outward behavior.
真正的爱主是在生命中与他有交通的。
To really love him means to have a relationship with him in your daily life.
真正的爱主是顺着生命的感觉生活的。
To really love the Lord means to follow him in the spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
是需要住在主里面。
We do need to abide in the Lord.
永远也不要离开这个生命。
To never leave this life.
那么，你自然可以过一个新的生活。
Then naturally you will live this new life.
对不起，今天时间又到了。
I apologize, our time has come to an end.
我还是没讲完。
I still have not finished yet.
那我需要停在这里。
I need to stop here.
我们希望呢，主给我们恩典。
I hope that the Lord will give us grace.
不仅我一个人在这里讲。
Not only am I alone speaking here.
我希望所有的弟兄姊妹都讲。
I hope all brothers and sisters will speak of this.
在我们的生活中彼此不断的提醒。
That in our daily lives we'll remind each other.
每一个可以交通的机会，你要讲。
Every time you have an opportunity to fellowship, share it.
我们希望所有的弟兄姊妹们都知道如何活在这个生命里。
I hope that all brothers and sisters will know how to live in this life.
以至于我们的生活真正能够活出新生活的样式。
Then in our daily lives we will have this new life.
我们最后再来唱首诗歌好。
Shall we sing a hymn?
有首诗歌啊，这弟兄姊妹熟悉，但是非常的宝贵。
Now, some of these hymns, perhaps brothers and sisters were very familiar with it, but it is very precious.
诗歌314首。
Hymn 314.
这是 Frances Havergal 姊妹写的。
Sister Frances Havergal have written this.
我是很喜欢她的诗歌。
I really like her hymns.
她在教会历史中写了很多奉献的诗。
In church history, she wrote many hymns of consecration.
这一首诗歌是他奉献诗歌中间的非常好的一首。
This is a very good hymn of consecration among her many.
你看见他头一句话。
Just look at the very first phrase.
就说出我们里面深处的一个愿望。
It speaks of our desire from within.
他说：“从我活出你的自己。”
Take my life and let it be.
耶稣，你是我生命。
Live out thy life within me, O Jesus.
对于我的所有问题。
Be thou thyself an answer.
求你以你为答应。
To all my questionings.
从我活出你的自己。
Live out thy life within me.
一切事上才能随意。
In all things have thy way.
我不过是透明的容器。
I the transparent medium.
为了彰显你的臂力。
Thy glory to display.
是多么认识神的一个姊妹。
This is a sister who truly knew God.
多么懂得什么是属灵的生命。
She knew what is spiritual life.
多么懂得如何活在神的跟前。
She knew how to live before the Lord.
所以今天早晨这首诗歌。
And so this morning, may this hymn.
在这个结束的时候。
As we conclude.
也成为我们每个弟兄姊妹深处的祷告。
Be the prayer of, from the depths of our heart.
我们要对主说，主啊。
And say to the Lord, Lord,
从我活出你的自己。
Live out thy life from within me.
主啊，从我活出你的自己。
Lord, live out thy life within me.
好不好？请大家一同起立，我们来唱。
Shall we all stand and sing?
我们把第一节啊唱两遍，好不好？
We'll sing stanza one twice.
啊，希望你。进入这个歌词。
I hope that you can enter into these words.
把我们姊妹的祷告变成我们的祷告。
That the prayer of our sister will become our prayer.
我们一同唱在主的跟前。
And we'll sing it together before the Lord.
从我活出你的自己，耶稣，你是我生命，对于我的所有问题。求你以你为答应，从我
荒主你的旨意，一切事尚能随意。我不光是透明勇气，为这彰显你的名。
再唱第一节。
Stanza one。
从我荒出你的旨意，耶稣你是我生命，对于我的所有问题，求你因你为大义。从我荒出你的旨意，一切事尚能随意。我不光是透明勇气，为这彰显你的名。
第四节。
Stanza four。
乃是如人安静安息，脱离情，相遇成见，让你能够自由地。当你对我有指点，从我荒出你的旨意，耶稣你是我生命，对于我的所有问题，求你以你为大义。
让我们从心灵的深处对主说
Shall we pray from the depths of our hearts to the Lord?
从我活出你的自己
Live out thyself within me.
主耶稣，你是我的生命。
You are my life.
今天早晨
This morning,
我们大家都开口在主面前有点祷告。
Shall all of us pray aloud in unison? Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
感谢主。主啊，我们已经得着你做我们的生命。主啊，让我们能够活出这个生命，活出你的自己。哦，感谢你。主啊，感谢你。早晨我们侍立在你的跟前。主，我们在这里，你要得主我们作为你自己的见证。主啊，引导我们，借着真理的圣灵引导我们。谢谢你的恩典，眷顾怜悯，垂听我们祷告。主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
因为你没有把别的事物给我们。
Because you have not given us anything else.
你乃是把你自己的生命给了我们。
But you have given us your own life.
主啊，你要让我们在地上能够活出你自己的形象。
Lord, you desire for us to live out your image on earth.
你怎样活
？How you lived.
你也要我们怎样活
？Is how we are to live.
感谢你。
We thank you.
你没有为难我们。
You have not given us any pressure.
你是何等的爱我们。
You love us.
愿主的灵在我们里面教导我们。
May the Spirit of our Lord teach us.
让我们知道如何活在这个新的生命里。
That we would know how to live in this new life.
以至于我们的生活
So that our daily living
能够跟外邦人有分别
would be different from Gentiles.
让我们在地上所活的生活
So that the life that we live on earth
是基督从我们身上活出来的生活
Would be the life that Christ is lived out from us
主啊用你的话来光照我们
Lord may you shine upon us with your words
若是这些日子我们觉得我们这个人已经老化了
If in these days we have felt that we have become old
求你 光照我们。
Lord, please enlighten us.
让我们知道
so that we would know
没有活在新生命里面。
That we have not lived in the new life.
我们人就是活在这个老旧的生命中。
That we're still living in the old.
所以很多的事物看起来都衰残。
So that many things, it looks like they are corrupting.
主啊，今天早晨重新一次提醒我们。
So Lord, once again, you remind us today.
让我们回到这个新的生命里
面。That we are to return to the new.
主啊，让我们能够像摩西一样
Lord, allow us to be like Moses.
像迦勒一样
So that we could be like Caleb.
虽然外面的外体逐渐的衰老
Even though the outward is perishing day by day.
里面的人就是刚强有力
The inner man is full of strength.
主我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
若是这些日子
Lord, if not for these days.
我们的属灵的悟性上已经有了闭塞的现象
In our spiritual understanding, there is darkness.
对属灵的事情不再像从前那样的领悟
That we are not comprehending the way we used to.
你要提醒我们
Lord, please remind us.
我们活在自己的聪明智慧里
That we are living in our own knowledge and understanding.
主啊，让我们能够回转
Lord, allow us to turn.
回归到这个新的生命里
Return back to the new life.
让圣灵开启我们
Allow the Spirit to open us up.
让我们里面有新的领悟
So that from within we would have new comprehension.
主啊，不容许我们那个旧的心思困扰我们
Do not allow the old to bind us.
哦，让我们真是心思被更新
So that we would truly be renewed in our minds.
主啊，让我们的生活
So that our lives
能够活出你所要我们活出的样式
Would be lived out in a way that you desire.
主啊，若是我们的生命已经停止的生长
Lord, if our lives have stopped growing,
结不出生命的果子
and we're unable to bear fruit.
主啊，你也提醒我们
Lord, please remind us.
这不是因为我们犯了什么错误
It's not because we have done anything wrong.
也不是因为我们不够努力
or that we have not persevered enough.
你要让我们看见
but you want us to see.
我们没有活在新生命的里面
we need to live within the new life.
主啊，我们求你带领我们
Lord, we ask that you would lead us.
让我们在地上还有不多的日子
we do not have many days left.
让我们能够活在你所赐给我们的生命里
That we would live in the life you have given to us.
愿你的百姓
May your people
是美丽的
Be a beautiful one
是健康的
Be healthy
是有力量的
Be strong
愿你的教会
May your church
是美丽的
Be a beautiful one
是健康的
To be healthy
是有能力的
And full of strength
主早晨我们再把心中的感谢归给你
So once again we give you the thanks of our hearts
愿你荣耀你自己的圣名
Please glorify your own name
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In the name of Your precious Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.